Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
First of all, I know nothing about fencing. Is that the thing where you have a sword?
On guard.
And you, ha, yeah, hey.
Yeah, I'm bad at that.
Like, I don't know how to fighting,
put up
right?
I don't know how to put up a fence in a yard. I can't do anything with fencing.
Anna, I know you you do some jiu-jitsu. you ever work with a sword? You ever do any fencing?
No nunchucks.
No
swords, no machetes, just straight my body.
Just yeah.
Gun show, right, Anna?
Yes. I mean, you can't really see in this attire, but a little bit of gun work.
With jiu-jitsu, can you like flip me over, you know what I mean? Like, if I
you can, yeah.
No,
there's some like judo throws to get someone on the ground. They're called takedowns. So.
But can you do that?
Not well.
Not
no.
well.
No.
Anna, as you know, I know very little about anything in life. So jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Is that where you use the other person's weight and momentum against them?
That might be like Aikido or
Aikido.
Whatever
okay.
Steven Seagal does. No, this is different. This is, I guess, most closely related to just like Roman Greco wrestling, but with chokes and arm bars and stuff like that.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, but it's a form of grappling.
Okay.
So this is a female fencer who took a knee in a bout against a male opponent. She faces immediate disqualification after receiving a black card for refusing to compete against a man, Redmond Sullivan. Redmond Sullivan's female opponent was expelled from the USA fencing event at the University of Maryland over the weekend. Sullivan fenced for the men's team at Wagner College, which is up, I think that's up in Staten Island. That might be up
it
in...
It sounds northeast-ish, northeastern.
Last season before switching to the women's team this season. So if you watch this video, you can see... roll the video, Phil. If you see the video, you can see her taking... I think you can see her taking a knee here. But she doesn't want to fence against a dude.
She's putting the helmet on? Mask, whatever it is.
And she takes a knee.
Wow.
In a very... I'm not going to play against a dude.
The dude's like, what? We're just playing with swords. Dude's like, where's the judge going?
Are you okay?
Should I stab you now?
All right?
It's nothing. I'm not going to fence against the dude. All right. So this is cut 12 here, Phil. This is fencer Stephanie Turner, who was disqualified for refusing to compete against a trans opponent. She was interviewed yesterday. I think this was on Fox News. Roll this.
Initially, I told them that I was refusing to fence because this person is a man and I am a woman and this is a women's tournament and I refuse to fence on principle.
And then later, right after this, we see your opponent comes over. What did you say to your opponent at that point?
My opponent was a little bit confused, thinking that I was maybe hurt. And I said, no, I am refusing to fence you because I'm a woman and you are a man. I have much love and respect for you, but I will not compete against you.
Wow.
And so he responded, okay, well, there's a... Yes?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm sorry, what was his response?
His response was, okay, but there's a member of the board of directors here, and he supports me.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
And there's a policy that says that I'm a woman and I'm allowed to compete in the women's tournament, and if you do this, you're going to get black carded. And I said, I know.
Yeah. Wow.
There's a policy that says I'm a woman.
You will respect me. I'm a chick. No, you're not. And I'm not fighting.
There's DNA that says you're a man. Get the hell off. Get the hell out of here. This is lunacy.
Uh-huh.
I can't. I'm very proud of Stephanie Turner, by the way.
Me too.
Yeah, it takes a lot of courage to do that.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, it is on women to protest just like that.
You know,
refuse to compete.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it. If you compete, you lose figuratively and literally. So the only way to do that is to not jump in the pool.
I mean, Anna, you're a chick with a lot of guts. You've said the P word today on the air. You've said the word boner on the air.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Anna Hummel doesn't give a damn. Do you think more women need to kind of take the attitude, I think, that you just have generally in life when it pertains to this subject of fighting back against dudes in women's sports? Like, Sean and
clearly
Greg
women
and I, like,
aren't going to do it.
What are we going to do? Like, dudes can't fix this. This is a women's problem,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. The responsibility, you know, even though maybe it's not our fault, it becomes our responsibility to take care of because men are invading women's spaces. And it's not fair on the lighter end, but more seriously, it can be dangerous. I mean, not that I do UFC, but I like loosely follow it. But I think there was a fighter, was it Fallon Fox or something like that? I mean, broke the skull, yes, occipital lobe with one punch because it was a dude. So men are just a lot stronger than women, and that should be okay. That's just the reality thing. Not every man is stronger than every woman. People like to, you know, like, oh, but this one data point. And we're obviously talking about generalities. We're talking about averages, and on average, men are about 8% larger than women, and they have much more muscle mass. They have about 20x the amount of testosterone that women have. And that even when men take estrogen and it makes them worse athletes, they will still kick our butts. So don't compete. Take a knee or don't jump in the pool.
Yep, I agree. Well said. We need more Anna Hummels. We need more Riley Gaineses out there, sadly. And I think the reason why, you know, a majority of women don't take a stand is because they're afraid of being criticized and ostracized and ridiculed. And it's absurd because we've seen the polling, 80 to 90% of Americans believe that men have no business in women's sports. It's the vast majority, yet you share that majority viewpoint, and then you get people that just want to, you know, slander you and call you transphobic or homophobic.
Yeah, a lot of the women that have this, you know, trans men or trans women in women's sports, most of those women are not athletes. They've never competed in an athletic event in their life. And unfortunately, a lot of women who are athletes feel like they can't say anything because they're going to just be blasted on social media. But thankfully, because we got a new guy in the Oval Office, it seems like the pendulum is swinging in the opposite direction.
Well,
so
you do jiu-jitsu. So let's, now I think I asked you yesterday, you don't do competition. This is more just like training, exercise.
Yeah, I'm just a hobbyist. Yeah.
So let's say you became involved competitively. Would you have taken the knee like she did there as well?
Oh my God, yeah. Jiu-jitsu is a pretty dangerous sport. I grapple with a lot of guys now, you know, just me and a bunch of dads. I'm the only female at my gym, but they definitely go lighter on me, and I'm not very good, but I know enough that I just go, hey, thanks for letting me work that move on you, and they're like, yeah, no problem. So, you know, there's like an understanding. I'm also like the lightest person there by 50, 60 pounds. Right. So they have to go lighter on me, otherwise they're going to kill me, and yep. I don't want that.
No,
so.
No. We need you for another 7 days.
At least, right? Yeah.
Road Warrior wants to recruit Anna for the bike ride.
Oh, she would finish in 3 hours.
A bike? How long is the bike ride?
No, it's 65 miles. We do it We do it for police charities.
Okay. Well, all right.
Families Behind the Badge. Okay. They help the families of slain police officers. It's a great organization. We do it every year. I've done it in the past. Yeah. I haven't done it in many years. I'm going to do it this year.
That's a good cause.
Kale's been doing it.
I've done it back-to-back years on it. If I can do it, you can do it.
Okay. Fair enough.
Road Warrior's trying to start up a little feud between us and Dawn Stensland. So,
I use an e-bike? Is that against the rules?
You can use a unicycle if you want. Somebody does that. Somebody rides 65 miles on a unicycle. I swear to God. Damnedest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Michelle Obama.
Mike.
Sorry.
Wait, when we say Michelle, can we put that in air quotes? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Do you think Michelle Obama would have taken a knee in that fencing competition?
No. Because
it would have been dude versus dude.
Because someone had to say it, right? Donald Trump asked for the wrong Obama's birth certificate, I think.
Yeah. All right, I know she's a chick. That's cool.
I
think she's
taking a knee right now.
I know her podcast sucks, that's for sure.
She was she was on her podcast.
That sucks too, I think.
Brother Craig. And by the way, when I say Craig, that's a reference to Friday. The late who's that actor? It was Ice Cube who was Craig, but I forget. Anyway, that's what I'm referencing. So she said this. This little soundbite I think is very telling on what women are open to. Roll this.
With men, sometimes I think they're maybe a little bit too visual. I think there are a lot of women who are open to a lot of different kind of men and a lot of different kind of lifestyles. Women want a partner. They want.
Uh-oh. So let me just say, right, women are open to a lot of different kind of men.
Anna, I'll let you handle this one.
I think what she's trying to, I think she's talking about like physically is yes. what I'm getting at. And just, somehow she's shaming men for being too visual, as she says, which is just how men are kind of biologically wired. I don't see a problem with that, but
I think what she's implying here is she's kind of going back, just hearing that small clip out of context, probably talking about the whole theme that we were told about in August, September, and October, that, you know, guys like Tim Walz and Doug Emhoff, they're rebranding and redefining what masculinity is, and not everything has to be about type A alpha males. You could be a type B beta male and still be every bit of a man. As
although Doug Emhoff, didn't he slap his ex-girlfriend across the face?
Very big.
Like, maybe he does have some balls.
Allegedly.
Yeah, course, he's a real pain in the butt in the law firm. Yeah. He stages Doritos in a convenience store with his wife. I would guess that most women typically... Now, I'm assuming, you know, there's a 58-year-old liberal female in Montgomery County that, you know, might enjoy being around a beta male. But I would guess 70, 75% of women want to marry a type A male. My guess.
Yeah. I mean, most feminine women want a masculine man.
Right. I mean, Rachel Zegler doesn't. She wants to redefine everything.
You know what? I don't believe that. People say a lot of things, and it's not what they mean. So... Because oftentimes they'll say that they want, you know, like this beta liberal guy, and then they end up with some guy, some country boy who can hunt. They're like, he can hunt and he can, you know, he drives fast cars. It's like, yeah, that's what most women are attracted to.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Kamala Harris is coming out of hiding. She came out and spoke yesterday.
They did.
She spoke yesterday. I think this was in Bloomington, Indiana. Roll this.
And these are the things that we are witnessing.
Oh boy, here we go.
Each day in these last few months in our country.
Sean has his props.
And it understandably.
Sean has his props.
Creates a great sense of fear.
Word salad fork.
Because, you know, there were many things that we knew what happened. Many things. I'm not here, so I told you so.
Oh my God! Wow! Boy, that laugh. That's a 10 out of 10 bust out.
YouTube.com/had12.
Look at the fridge. I mean, you would have thought she heard the funniest joke in the history of comedy there.
Sean has his prop out. His
doubles is a back scratcher, by the way.
Yeah, look at that thing.
The word salad fork.
Word salad fork. This is, and it gets bigger as long. It starts off as a small, regular sized fork, and every sentence it just slowly. You know.
How long does that get?
And now this is the longest right there. About a 3-foot fork right there.
What do you need a 3-foot fork for? By the way, I'm just
big for Kamala Harris word salad duh.
And big ribeyes.
You know, all right. I mean, my wife originally got this for me. Like, I want to say, like in. August or September of last year. She was like, when we go out, you know, you could use it to prank people, because I'm a child. You know, I would definitely reach across the table and, you know, I was like, no, this is the Kamala word salad fork. This thing is amazing.
Here's what you got to do, Ferris. The next time you're up here and we go out to dinner, you got to pull the word salad fork out and reach across with it and take one of Stocker's shrimps.
I mean, I would do it not just to Stocker's shrimp. I would go full Impractical Jokers and do it to a stranger. It would just be funny. And it's my favorite. I would just kind of just, you know, like pretend it's,
get it. Farish, there's nothing we can do to get you to move to Philly.
There is literally nothing you can do to get it. There is nothing that
all
will.
Right. I mean, all right.
Listen, first of all, out of Tennessee. Second of all, into Philly.
Yeah.
You understand where I live?
You don't have to be in Philly. You can be in the cushy suburbs. Like, like Kale
yeah,
and I are.
No.
With the tornado.
Let's start here. Do they have an income tax in Pennsylvania?
Oh yes.
Oh yes, they do.
Property taxes. You would die. So what our property taxes are doing?
I don't like living. I don't like dying. I love Tennessee.
Have you ever thought about doing Philly radio from Kansas City?
Oh man. I see what you did.
Just
there.
A question.
We have so much more. We should break.
Yeah, let's
again
do that. Yeah, we'll
and
do that.
Come back because we haven't even gotten to the Ole Miss story.
Oh, yes.
I want to get to this Ole Miss story. And this woman thinks she has a lawsuit. I think it's very shoddy. I hate what happened to her. It's awful. But a lawsuit? Mm. I don't know.
We'll see.
We'll debate that.
Gale and company, as we roll on, and we will get an Anna Hummel Big 3 Phillies tickets 30 minutes from now. Gale and company back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This is the Gale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Phil Almquist, if we can, let's roll the footage on today's jobs report that was just
released.
Tell
you this. Right now, what we're seeing was positive. We blew it out of the water. All the economists that looked at this thought we were going to have a depressed jobs report, and we didn't. So that's a testament to the president, the economic output that he is doing. Look at the Rose Garden that we had the other day. Who was in the audience? It was all the American workers. We had our Teamsters there. We had our United Auto Workers there. We're seeing those investments pay off, and I would expect that to continue.
That was Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer, the 30th Secretary of Labor for the United States. And also, she was appearing on CNBC for those unable to see it. The March jobs report, according to the report from CNBC, 228,000 jobs were added in March as they beat the expectations yet again. Do we have the other report, Phil, of the anchor from CNBC? I think I sent you both of them. I don't know if you have the other one. If you could pull that so you can hear the NBC. Okay, so we don't have that, but the number is 228,000. So
yeah,
there you go.
140,000 expected and 228,000 added, and it was cited as private sector growth. So these weren't government jobs that were created. These are real jobs. So I'm just waiting, just kind of checking my when the left is going to tell me and how the left is going to tell me this is a bad thing.
Yeah. You
know, they're gonna treat this story like Austin Metcalf. Just,
yeah. So we have this story. So we've been talking a lot about these people who've vandalized Teslas, right? Mm-hmm. And actually, let's start with AOC. This is cut 13. This is from a couple of days ago, but we eventually get to it on the cut sheet. Really, the cut sheet is the only thing you need to listen to because we get to everything.
Right.
By the way, guys, loving the flow of the show today. You guys are both doing a fabulous job. I think we all have a good thing here. I just wanted to say that. Thank you. Anyway, AOC was accosted. Listen to me. She was confronted by a Fox News digital reporter asking about whether the Democrats' rhetoric is responsible for these Tesla attacks. Roll this.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Hi, nice to see you. I want to ask you real quick, do you see a connection at all between the rhetoric we're hearing from Democrats on Musk and Tesla, connection to the violence at all, what's happening on the streets, to Tesla dealerships?
Yeah, I mean, again, like, I've seen Republicans call me a communist, and I hate this country. I mean,
Congressman, did you sell your Tesla yet?
He followed her up the steps. Now she's going back down. Maybe he'll track her down the steps.
Congressman, do you still have your Tesla?
Pardon?
I was just wondering if you still have your Tesla.
For security reasons, I'm not.
Do you agree with the Attorney General calling it domestic terrorism?
We don't.
Is that stubble?
She's saving the climate.
I couldn't tell if that shadow with her aid was stubble or not, but probably is.
Yeah, I mean,
a little 5 o'clock shadow there.
Well, the Democrat rhetoric that led to, I believe, 2 Trump assassination attempts, calling him Hitler, calling him a Nazi. I mean, to me, if you are mentally stable and mentally sane, no political rhetoric should lead you to violence, and I don't condone political violence. But that's the danger that you run. That's the risk you run, right? When you're when there are crazies out there. I mean, Thomas Matthew Crooks, Ryan Wesley Ruth. You call somebody Hitler long enough, some of these kooks begin to believe it, right?
It's not just you're calling Trump Hitler, but you're calling his supporters Nazis, which is why everybody gets targeted. It's why, you know, people decide false SWAT calls are appropriate, right? It's why, you know, this is what happens when you and I understand that, yes, people on the right call AOC a communist and all, but I'm not just trying to be like, well, it's okay when we do it because nobody has ever called. No, I'm not going to say nobody has ever done it. There have been people who have done it, and we've said it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
But it is not as, let's say this, it's not as prevalent on our side of the aisle with the calls for violence. Okay. Where, parents who went to school board meetings, I had never witnessed parents calling for the death or anything violent to happen to school board trustees over a vote. We've heard you'll be replaced in the next election, which is totally fine. The difference is on the left, and I don't see Fox News hosts or, you know, right wing, if you want to call it that, radio hosts and conservative influencers online, you know, the majority of them speaking like Rachel Maddow or Caitlin Collins or some of these people, even Jake Tapper, you know. You want to say communist? That's one thing, okay? But when you call somebody Hitler, like literally Hitler, they're not like, hey, he's kind of similar to Hitler or this. Like when you start actually telling people that this guy is that guy, yeah, you're going to elicit a violent response. And that's what we've seen. And they haven't shown any remorse for that. Like one day after Butler, they were like, oh, we got to tone down the temperature. And then the next day they were like, boy, he's Hitler. He's actually still Hitler. And it's like, did you?
It was a 24-hour verbal ceasefire.
All right.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It is.
Yeah, this is the difference between how the left attacks the right and the right attacks the left. So typically what the right says about the left is that they're stupid and incompetent. But what the left says about the right is that we're evil. And when, like Sean said, you call someone Hitler, who's one of the most vile characters of not only the 20th century, but history. Mm-hmm. I would want to kill Hitler.
Yep.
Well, if I believe someone was Hitler, we need to stop Hitler. Unstable people who hear that message, not just once, twice, but every single day of their lives, are going to take it upon themselves to stop Hitler, which they should, but Trump isn't Hitler, so.
Here's the perfect example of what you're talking about. Let's take Tesla, right? Mm-hmm. In its entirety since it came into existence in the United States of America. Did Republicans, conservatives, and anybody that doesn't buy into the climate change stuff, did we firebomb and Molotov cocktail Teslas in protest to electric vehicles? Or did we just not buy electric vehicles? So now, fast forward to 2025, Elon Musk is a Republican, and he's dark MAGA, and what has the left done? They've keyed Teslas, they've protested at dealerships, which is their right, they have firebombed Molotov cocktail, pulled out in front of people, slammed on the brakes, threatened people, assaulted people. There's your difference right there. Mm-hmm. Republicans are like, I'm not buying your EV vehicle. Democrats, we got to smash seven different Teslas and then go to jail for it.
To that point, here is
light.
Yeah. To that point, go to YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. Everybody, hit the like and subscribe button. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. This is amazing. So this guy kicks somebody's Tesla or Cybertruck. I think it's a Cybertruck, and like the alarm goes off, and the dude is standing right there. So what does he do? He follows him. He calls the police, and the guy gets arrested. This is the ultimate F around and find out moment.
And he didn't need to assault him back.
You have to see this video. This is amazing. He did nothing to this individual, by the way. He didn't assault him. He did nothing to him. Nope. He literally just called the police. And you have to see how this whole thing plays out. It's like 90 seconds, but it's completely worth it. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. Roll it.
My Cybertruck was attacked by an Elon Musk.
Whoa, all right, okay. Yeah. We should have edited this a little more.
I like the Law and Order music in the background.
Yeah,
I
do too. I didn't hear that the first time.
I do too. Cool.
Where's Lenny at?
Just do me a favor. Let's just play without the audio, and Nick can comment along with it.
Yeah.
All right.
So it looks like they're having a conversation here.
He's asking all the friends.
Yeah. Now there's the footage of the guy backing in. I mean, he kicks it two times.
Yep.
Probably damn near broke his foot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big boy, too.
Yeah. And now you've got the owner, what looks to be like maybe another security guy. Almost looks like they're in a parking deck of a restaurant or a casino or something.
Yeah, so he calls the
parking garage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, the cops show up.
Here come the police.
So I showed them the videos.
It's got to be an Elon Musk violation or something.
It is, yeah.
And they asked, do you know where he went? I said, yes. He and his friends went to the movie theater.
Got 5-0 out here. The boys went into the movie theater.
So we're going to see what happens. Turns out they were watching Death of a Unicorn. So the cops went in, paused the entire movie, and told the guy, you need to come with us.
That's amazing.
Not so funny now, is it, big man?
The police asked if I want to press charges, and I said, absolutely. This is going to be a few $1,000s in damages for sure. And plus, Elon Musk haters need to be taught a lesson.
Look at these guys. They're the friends, chilling there, waiting. I don't know why.
Most people get away with vandalism, but not this guy.
And it's a company truck.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It's a landscaping Tesla.
He waves at him as he's in the back of the car.
Yeah.
Amazing.
He's like Macaulay Culkin at the end of Home Alone, waving to Harry and Marv as they get arrested by the police. Bye.
That is the way to do it.
Amen.
Yeah. That is the way to do it.
You don't assault anybody. You don't accost them. You just call the police, follow them, get their descriptions.
And they were humiliated in this case.
Now, I've got to tell you,
out of the movies,
I would be pissed if I was a person in that theater watching that movie. They had to pause the movie, bring the lights back up, probably.
What were they watching? Death of a Unicorn? What is
I've
that?
I've never heard of this.
Hang on.
No idea.
Let me just...
Is it another woke one?
It could be.
Is it an animated film?
Death of a Unicorn. It's a 2025 film. It's animated.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. So it's for children, those pedos.
look at that.
When a man and his daughter accidentally hit and kill a unicorn with their car, his boss tries to exploit the creature's miraculous creative properties with horrific results.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the overview says.
How about that?
That's fascinating, actually.
54% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, well, it's higher than
Snow Woke.
Snow Woke.
Snow Woke.
You Snow Woke.
This is. I apologize for that. That should have been edited, but luckily I dumped out of it, so nobody heard it. So hopefully it made sense to people listening on 1210, where the majority of our audience is. So if it didn't, sorry about that. This Bloomington, Minnesota police chief, this is cut 17, says the criminal who vandalized the Tesla is actually the victim. I think we played this video of this woman going up and keying one of the Tesla cars. Well, this police chief says that the person who keyed it is actually the victim.
And the police chief's name is Booker T. Booker T. Hodges.
Roll it.
That's the ultimate cop.
Bloomington Chief Hodges here. Showed you this video last week of this person scratching his Tesla. And like SpongeBob said here,
one day later.
Thanks to everybody's help, we were able to identify them. The suspect here is a woman in their late 20s. They turned themselves in. They were brought in with their family. They've been fully cooperative.
The victim, in this case, just
wanted their car fixed, and they just wanted the suspect to pay for that. Based on the totality of the circumstances here, and along with our core value of being compassionate, this is the best outcome for everybody involved in this case. But let me be clear here. In Bloomington, you probably have never heard me utter these words. The suspect in this case may have been a victim. And I mean victim in terms of the rhetoric that is being spewed out here by some of those in leadership.
Oh my God.
Tim Walz,
you've got to be kidding me.
To start leading and stop feeding.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
You know what I'm going to say? Watch this. Defund that police right there. That guy. Fire him. Seriously.
I
what
don't,
the hell
yeah.
is that?
Yeah. Police chief.
I assume most people that go into law enforcement have a passion for law and order and justice. I don't know how a cop can work in any precinct that is basically been brainwashed by the left with all of the talking points of the last 5 years. I couldn't do that job. I really couldn't. Yeah. But then again, in a place where law and order is still preserved, you can't even do that because somebody's going to record you and then you're going to end up being the next whoever that gets labeled as a racist cop. The profound respect I have for the police profession. Can you imagine what it's like to be a cop in this day and age?
It's awful.
I don't know how anybody could do it and not lose their mind every day. Right? You used to worry about getting shot, right? And maybe not coming home from your shift. You've seen the end of Training Day where Denzel says the police chief brings your wife a crisply folded flag. Nowadays, you got to worry about the politicization of society affecting your ability to effectively police.
Yeah. If a cop does their job, they're a racist and they get fired and it's...
This guy, now I'm assuming that was a edited video from the police department.
Yes.
We're working in SpongeBob now?
Yeah,
I don't know what that was. Weird editing. Just real quick, I do want to give it a shout out to all the Leos out there. I feel like I have got some recent insight on what it's like to be a cop because the gym that I train out is primarily all cops or FD, ex-Marines, and a lot of the guys who are currently cops are ex-Marines, and they said that the PTSD that they experienced as cops was way worse than anything they saw in war. So I really never took that into consideration because cops are seeing just death and destruction and their friends being shot all the time. And the owner of the gym was an ex-Marine Corps, and he said he maybe saw a handful of times in battle where things got a little dicey. But he said that as a cop, you see things every single week, just dead bodies all the time. So it is a very hard and trying profession, and I have a lot of respect for people who do it well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely. I just want to go back to the days. Yesterday we gave you the Morning Mystery movie clip, 1982, 48 hours. I would like to be a cop back in the day like Nick Nolte in 48 hours. I want to walk into a bar and say, I'm looking for an Indian named Billy Bear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't say Indian anymore.
Yeah, that's offensive too, I guess.
Daughter, feather.
Indian.
Yeah, Indian.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah. I call it Redskin, right?
me and Reggie Hammond cruising the streets, Pocahontas, looking for the Iceman.
By the way, we still haven't gotten to the Ole Miss story. We will get to it. I promise. I promise you. I've been teasing it since 8:50. we will get to it on the other side. Plus, we have Phillies tickets
at
9:50.
That's correct. Jimmy Kelly, Morning Mystery movie clip is on the way.
We're definitely going over today. I hate to tell you that, Kale. Sorry. So strap in because I have a lot more.
What a team player. What a team player. Kale and Company, Nick, Anna, Sean, and Greg, as we continue. But first, a word from our friends at Natural Lawn of America. Because if you're choosing a lawn care service, it makes sense to not only hire a company that provides the best results, but also is safe for your family and your pets. That's why I chose Natural Lawn of America. And I would encourage you to do the same as well. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. But don't just take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners that are really switching to Natural Lawn's safer services. And you can, too, start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. It's that time of year, right? You want your yard to look like Augusta National in 10 days? Yeah. Start with Natural Lawn. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today and get full seeding and free seeding every year. That's right. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding every year, you call Natural Lawn. You do it right now. Pick up that cell phone, 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED. One more time, 800-FREE-SEED. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. And now, the Morning Mystery Movie clip on Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey! Shut up all that damn noise. This ain't Soul Train. Where's Don Cornelius with his stiff neck? Hey, you shut up all that damn noise. I paid $15,000 for this house. Who else is over there? Public Enema? What's his name? Public Enemy? Public Enema?
What are you doing?
Calling the police.
For what?
These kids are driving me crazy with all this damn noise.
Call them on yourself. You the one making all the noise.
911? I'll hold.
It's amazing.
I'll hold.
John. You know what it is?
the great John Wheeler.
Call 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Phillies and the Giants coming up a week from this Tuesday, April 15th, Citizens Bank Park. If you can identify that movie clip, 855-839-1210. Caller 12 855-839-1210. Best of luck.
That's the father I was referring to from Friday. John Witherspoon. Nice pull by Jimmy Kelly for that. He's one.
Paying attention back there.
Yep.
All right, Phil Omquist, what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, April 4th, we celebrate the birthdays of Pick Withers from Dire Straits, who's 77. Dave Hill from Slade, who's 79, and Josh Todd from Buck Cherry, who's now 55. Heavenly birthday shouts to Gary Moore, Muddy Waters, and Mike Starr from Alice in Chains. We also lost Martin Luther King Jr. on this day in 68. Sing include No Excuses by Alice in Chains in 94. Tie Your Mother Down by Queen in 77. It All Be There for You by Bon Jovi in 89. Albums include Rio Grande Mud by ZZ Top in 72. Show Business by Kix in 95, and Tell the Truth by Billy Squire in 93. Also in 92, the Waves World soundtrack is atop the album chart. In 70, Deja Vu by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young is number one. In 81, Paradise by Styx is number one. In 56, Elvis played the first of two nights in San Diego. The police chief issued a statement saying if Elvis ever returned and performed like he did, he would be arrested for disorderly conduct. In 96, Jerry Garcia's ashes are scattered in India. In 92, the Beastie Boys play their first concert. Yes, that's true. And in 2003, the Stones play their first show in India. But lastly, on this day in 2009, Jeff Beck, Little Anthony Imperials, Metallica, Run DMC, and Bobby Womack are all inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
Elvis arrested. Who named Stalker the sheriff?
He would be arrested if he came back.
He would have shot him.
San Diego.
He should have been arrested.
56.
For that.
All right. Final story of the day for us with Sean Farish.
I'm actually going to throw an audible because I know Sean has a heart out here. So I wanted to get to... Can we get to the ladies on The View first? And
yes.
And then we'll say goodbye to Sean and then do the Pat McAfee stuff on the other side. So the ladies of The View, this is insane to me that we're actually in this spot.
Right.
The death penalty for Luigi Mangione, right? That's Pam Bondi wants the death penalty, and if found guilty, he absolutely deserves it.
Yep.
The ladies on The View think that he should spend a life in prison, but no death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear why?
Well, I guess we have to
roll this. Oh, I'm sorry, this is a cut 18, Phil.
Oh no,
Phil's doing a lot.
Phil just scurried to the back. Yeah. There we go. Look at that. He just dove.
I personally think Luigi Mangione, if convicted, should spend his life in jail. I do not see him as a candidate for the death penalty. He's a first-time offender. He is young, and he's somebody prison systems are meant to rehabilitate and to punish. He is somebody who could be somebody that is rehabilitated while serving his sentence of life in jail.
Well, and I think punishment, there's time served. Our federal maximum security prisons are not a fun place to be.
No.
And that's where he would be. So I tend to think the greater punishment in what he did is to stay alive and live with that. I'm a big believer in people having to live with themselves and the choices they've made and their surrounding neighbors in places like that.
What a ridiculous commentary. I mean, premeditated, cold-blooded murder, tracked this guy down, executed him at point-blank range. How that doesn't qualify in anybody's mind as worthy of the death penalty is staggering to me. And I went to school for criminal justice. I've never understood this. To me, rehabilitation is meant for those that are going to re-enter society.
Right.
If you're in jail for the rest of your life, does it matter if you're rehabilitated or not?
No. Yeah. That's
you're in there with the rest of the animals.
Well, first of all, speaking of animals, Greg referred to the animals on the zoo as ladies.
Oh, sorry.
So sorry, that's John. Not nice, right?
I
old McDonald had a farm, and on that farm he had Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg and the rest of
cows.
Did I say cows?
Whoops. Yeah.
I meant to say hogs. These people are insane. My favorite clip still to this day about Luigi Mangione came from the great Scott Jennings on CNN, where he made like a chart that said good guys this and Daniel Penny, bad guys Luigi Mangione, and one of the women was like, well, did you put the victims on the chart? And he's like, well, then make your own chart then. And he started like clapping back at her. The obsession over Luigi Mangione is just ridiculous. I'm not saying the healthcare industry is perfect. As a matter of fact, It is far from it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying health insurance companies aren't greedy. I think every company to an extent is. It's all about how to squeeze the most juice out of the lemon. With that said, the way to fix that problem is not to murder the CEO on the streets of New York City. I think there are better ways to handle it. You know, like, I don't know.
Boycott?
Find a new company, boycott, don't buy the, you know, don't buy Bud Light. I don't think anybody was calling for the assassination of their CEO.
No.
You know, yeah. No one even wanted Mulvaney right. assassinated. They just wanted her, him, it, they, them, Zhi Zhao to go away.
Yeah. The problem is that you do this lethal injection and it's like, it's kind of easy. You know what I mean? Then you're dead. You go to sleep. You're dead.
Oh, not entertaining enough for you, Gregory?
No, we need
Sparky.
We need Sparky. We need the we need a firing squad. We need
hangings.
Throw them
I think it's still legal in some states. They just don't do it anymore.
Guillotine. Wow. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's guillotine.
That's the problem. Yeah. Is that the death penalty is too easy.
Yep. Sean, I know you got to run. We got a hard out for you. So have a great weekend, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Always a good time.
We'll see you next week, buddy.
All right, brother.
See you next week.
Sean Farish with us. Anna, do you have a thought on this real quick that you wanted to jump in?
Oh, I think he's just getting, you know, they talk about white privilege and some people talk about, you know, affirmative action with black privilege. I think there's a privilege that everybody accepts exists, which is just good looking privilege.
Yeah.
And if Luigi Mangione was a gremlin, no one would really care as much as they do because he is an attractive young man.
Yes.
The great jawline and smile. I mean, no one can take that away from
him. No.
I mean, it is what it is. I didn't make the rules.
If Luigi looked like me, it wouldn't even be a story.
Oh, stop.
Diane's in the Northeast. She's identified the movie, and she's headed to the Phillies game. Diane, what movie do we play for you?
House Party.
That is right. Congratulations, Diane.
House in the party.
You're heading to Citizens Bank Park on Tuesday, April 15th.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, welcome. Diane. All right. The Kale and Company House Party will continue on the other side.
Hour five.
Yes. We're going to get to the Pat McAfee story as well as some of Anna's news. And then we'll chat with Dom very shortly. Back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
From what I recall, when I saw this story play out, I think this was a few months ago, where I believe, now Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, so Pat McAfee, for those who don't know, let me just say this, so Pat McAfee...
It wasn't just him, though, by the way.
Correct.
Yes.
It was his entire staff and other outlets out there as well, right?
It started on the internet.
Where all the bad crap starts, which usually is at least a 50-50 chance that it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
So Pat McAfee, big boisterous personality for ESPN, kind of a free speech guy. Kind of the anti-ESPN cookie cutter personality, was brought in. He does College Game Day on Saturdays in the fall. He does a show every day at noon. It's on television. It's on YouTube. And there was a stretch where I believe ESPN was covering the Ole Miss football program on a Saturday.
Yep.
And the story goes that I believe this girl, who is, I think, being defamed and slandered, a rumor started that as she was she dating the star football player Jackson Dart, or she was dating another boy? And then, let me say boy, young man. And then these rumors started that she was also sleeping with her boyfriend's father.
Right.
Is that what I got?
So the rumor started she was dating this frat guy. And Phil, I'm not going to play the McAfee thing because we're going to get flagged if we do. So I'm going to play the cut 27. She's an Ole Miss freshman.
Yeah.
And then rumor started that she was sleeping with her boyfriend's father.
Yes.
And the boyfriend is just a random frat guy. He's not like a football player or anything.
Okay. 19-year-old Mary Kate Cornett is reportedly considering legal action after the rumor went viral, trending number one at one point on X.
Yes. Typical gorgeous blonde that you would expect to see on an SEC college campus.
Cornett says her life is ruined after a fake allegation randomly went viral throughout the internet, racking up hundreds of millions of views. The rumor started on an anonymous messaging app called Yik Yak. Have you guys ever heard of Yik Yak?
No.
Yik Yak, it's apparently popular on college campuses.
Okay.
So
it's like the 4chan of college campuses.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently it started with this freshman, this Ole Miss freshman, 19-year-old, was sleeping with her boyfriend's father. She says it's completely not true.
Yeah.
She doesn't know how this thing started. NBC News sat down with her. If you want to see this video, by the way, youtube.com/@1210WPHD. Please hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. We're staying over, which means you need to as well. youtube.com/@1210WPHD.
And by the way, too, McAfee, then he decided to run with this on his show.
Yes.
Because it's a show like, remember the guy I played for you in the clip today in the Big Take? He's like, all the podcast bros. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Pat McAfee does like a podcast bro type show.
Yep.
And he even asked Adam Schefter,
who wanted no parts of it,
the ESPN NFL insider that he has on to actually talk football. And Schefter's like, I'm not touching this.
To be fair to McAfee, he did exactly what we do, though. He heard something, and he said allegedly. He kept saying allegedly.
He didn't name anybody.
Thank you. So, like, that's why I think this whole lawsuit's a little frivolous. I feel awful for this girl. I feel awful for her. But, like, a lawsuit for this? I don't know. Let's roll this video, Phil.
Having the entire internet, half of the country hating you and calling you disgusting things, telling you to kill yourself, telling you that you're a horrible person, that you deserve to die, that's a really hard thing for a girl to go through.
In her first TV interview, Ole Miss freshman Mary Kate Cornett told me how she became famous on the internet and social media in the worst possible way. In February, an online rumor went viral, claiming an Ole Miss sorority sister slept with her boyfriend's father. Then, someone attached Cornett's name and photo to it.
Do you know why the rumor started?
No clue. I had zero knowledge of this.
This disgusting rumor was a top trending topic on Twitter?
Within 2.5 hours. Later that night, around 7 p.m., I was number one trending in the United States.
Oh my God.
I felt so helpless and so alone because so many people were hating on me for something that I had... No idea. Stop it for a second.
Well, she did something Lane Kiffin never did. She got to number one.
My question is, boy, it's a good joke. my question is, do these things don't just start out of thin air, right?
No.
There has to be some. I am. By the way, let me just say this again. I am not saying that this happened, and it appears it 100% did.
And you're the first to question and doubt the validity of stuff that starts on social media.
100%.
Right.
But whenever something starts on social media, there's always a nugget, a grain of something where it starts from. So
I have two hypotheses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, it's either a girl that's jealous of her for some reason, or some guy that she like turned down or embarrassed.
Oh,
like that's what I think it is because nobody just starts. And I mean, she was targeted, right? The initial post had her name in it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this was obviously intentional. This wasn't just like a random act of violence.
You thinking maybe option B, a dude that got shot down by this chick that is.
Yeah.
Probably upset that he didn't get a chance to date her.
Yeah, like he tried to dance with her and she was just like, ew, gross, like get away from me. Or maybe just like, I have a boyfriend or just whatever. And he's the incel type.
Right.
Again, this is just a hypothesis.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what I would guess.
All right, let's keep rolling this.
I mean, I'm a very normal person. Just like any teenage girl, I care about what people think about me. I mean, any teenage girl can relate to that.
Cornett's phone number was also shared online. She was overwhelmed with harassing texts and voicemails.
I was having thousands of calls come through, thousands of texts coming through. Calling me a whore, calling me a slut, telling me I deserve to die.
When you look back at the last 5 weeks, is there one moment that sticks out for you?
With myself, it would probably be at 3 a.m. when I was throwing up.
Oh,
while
God.
Holding the phone with all the texts on it. Just saying how horrible of a person I was and that I should end my life.
All because of an internet rumor.
All because of an internet rumor that has zero truth to it. Zero.
Cornett says she could barely leave her dorm room, had to switch to online classes. Someone even sent police to her mother's house in a fake 911 call.
SWAT.
Some Ole Miss frat bro.
There it is.
Okay.
Here's McAfee.
Had a KD girlfriend.
Soon, the rumor was picked up by ESPN host Pat McAfee, though he didn't use her name.
This is what is being reported by everybody on the internet. dad had sex with son's girlfriend.
Has anyone apologized to you?
No.
He said allegedly, too, by the way.
No.
They didn't add that in.
Have not at all. I want these famous people to know that I was not famous before this. I'm not a public figure that you can go talk about on your show to get more views. I'm not. Sorry.
Well, we're talking
nobody
about
knows who I am, or nobody did know who I was. But them pressing this and pushing it farther made my situation so much worse. Because the people who were talking about it are the people that I would want to take a picture with if I saw it in public. Yeah. They're people that I watch. Pat McAfee, ESPN. That's on my living room TV every single night.
Oh boy.
That's got to hurt that he's talking about that way.
It does, because I used to look up to these people, and now these same people are making me feel worthless.
There you go.
Well, I will not make you feel worthless. In fact, I'm trying to figure out why I chose Temple University over Ole Miss in the first place. But I can't go back and do that over again. Now, I mean, there's two different things at play here. There's the liability, the defamation, the lawsuit angle, and then whether or not Pat McAfee crossed the line on ESPN. It's up to ESPN to decide whether or not to punish him. I don't think they should. I don't think he did anything wrong. And they also knew the kind of broadcaster they were getting with Pat McAfee, who can be a little edgy. I don't think he did anything there that would qualify as edgy. But I'm of the belief, and Dawn's not here, she's the journalist, but whether it's from a journalistic integrity standpoint or protecting yourself from liability as a broadcaster, I would assume, Greg, you're shielded completely when you use the term allegedly, right? Like, there's nothing anybody can do if you're talking about a story where you say, allegedly, this is what happened according to reports.
I have a full mouth now. I don't think it shields you completely, but you are, especially on opinion-based shows, you are allowed to speculate.
Sure. Yeah. Of course you are, right? That's half of what we do here. We give you the backdrop of a story, what's being reported, what the facts are, what allegedly occurred, who's allegedly involved. And then we try to connect the dots and make sense of this. I mean, I think you're right on it. To me, this sounds like one of the two things that you hypothesized about, whether it's either we'll use an old school term here, a catty female that's trying to throw another female under the bus, or a bro who got turned down and has got sour grapes. I'm just judging
based on
3 minutes of watching her.
Yeah.
I don't get the sense that she slept with the guy's dad.
No, she seems kind of like a classy Southern belle, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah.
Just some advice for people who are getting hate online. And this comes actually from Tyler, the Creator, had a great quote on this. He was asked about online bullying. And he's like, what do you mean online bullying? Like, what is that? And they're like, oh, you know, when you know, taunt people online. Da, da, da. He goes, how is that even a thing? Just turn off the computer.
Yeah.
And I just think that speaks volume. So if you are being attacked and stuff, stop. Her parents, I know she's technically an adult, they should have thrown that phone in the river, in the Mississippi River.
Yep.
Do not look at it. It will ruin your life. But if you're not looking at it, it's not there.
It's true.
I mean, of course she was, you know, obviously getting harassed on campus, and that's a problem there. But in terms of like going home and having that refuge, do not be looking at what people are saying about you. It will ruin your life.
By the way, you can say all kinds of awful things about us on the YouTube chat, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, where people take shots at me every day. Kale usually, never Dawn, and not Anna, since she's the new female on the show.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking shots at her.
Just wait.
But just wait. Yeah,
the night is young.
It's gonna be a long 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We got all next week.
All right, we should take a break.
All right, Dom's coming up next. We'll chat with Dom as we get Dom time started a little earlier, just like yesterday. It's Kale and Company winding things down before your weekend here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Senior Army Reservist and DEI Specialist has a double life posting gay porn.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
On a secret X account.
A light note.
It is for me. A married Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel with a job as a DEI specialist has led a double life, running a secret X account where he posted gay porn of himself in uniform, including while he was deployed overseas.
Oh, boy.
Lieutenant Colonel Adam Harmon, 44, an equal opportunity advisor and diversity, equity, and inclusion professional, That's a lot. And the military has been a successful DEI lawyer at a white shoe firm's Foley Hoag, and is happily married to a decorated U.S. Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Peter Bennett.
Not Peter Hegseth.
No, not that one. Both men are graduates of West Point. I believe his alternate X account was Franz AFKA 2007. I can't really read a lot of the graphic details about what was posted, but it's pretty great.
Yeah,
so
I've got breakfast coming up in a little bit. I want to keep that down.
It's pretty great.
Very graphic. Wow.
Pretty graphic. Really? Pretty great.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I appreciate it. It was fun.
All right. Well, wait till Pete Hegseth gets a load of this story, and I'm sure he'll weed that type of stuff out.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll write a book and put it in a third grade public library or something like that. American tourist makes illicit visit to isolated Andaman Islands tribe that killed missionary in 2018, and he leaves behind a can of soda and gets totally ignored. An American tourist made an illicit visit to a dangerous isolated tribe in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, leaving a can of soda and a coconut as tribute, only to be totally ignored by the people who have had no contact with the outside world in 30 years.
30 years?
Yes. Apparently, the last guy that was there, I think they killed him with like a bow and arrow or something.
Do we have any idea geographically where this is? I've never heard of this location.
Like in the Indian Ocean, like by the Indian subcontinent. Okay. I think maybe by the Maldives. I'm just venturing a guess, but it's about 25 miles west of popular resort areas of the Indian Ocean.
I'll put this on my list of places not to vacation.
Not to go? Yeah.
Yes.
Wildwood's looking better.
I'll deal with the punks on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
By the way, they said they're going to strictly, Dom, they said in Wildwood they're going to strictly enforce the curfew for teens under the age of 18 unless they're accompanied by a guardian from 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. So
they started to try to do that last year.
Did they?
And we'll see. Murphy intervened and sent them state cops. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
He did.
What could possibly go wrong? Yeah. A bunch of drunk kids in Wildwood and the police.
State police.
Yeah.
There you go.
And just lastly, I know we referenced this earlier in the show, but Snow White bombed so badly at the box office that Disney put another live-action Princess remake on ice. So,
canceling future productions because this one is that much of a disaster.
Absolutely. It is hitting the pause button on its planned live action remake of the 2010 animated hit Tangled following the disastrous box office performance of Snow White. All right. So there you go.
Can I throw one thing in here, too? Yeah. By the way, Dom, you're a classy broadcaster, so if you don't want to comment on this, you absolutely don't have to.
Yeah, don't lower yourself.
Dom is like the dean of talk radio. He's been in talk radio, like does it better than anybody. So if you don't want to lower yourself to these standards, you don't have to.
Okay, I'll tag Dan in as my surrogate on this. That's what we do.
Phil, can you pull up Cut 19 here for a second? This is a Florida story. This is a Florida content creator. Who was arrested for? We can just play this.
Okay. Remember, we could have broken signed off. Now.
And dog mom has been arrested after she filmed herself having sex with her pet chihuahua before sharing the sickening videos with her 15,000 Instagram followers. 27-year-old Logan Gaminski was charged with sexual activity involving an animal and filming sexual activity involving an animal, both felonies. Back in January, officials received information from an anonymous tip that Gaminski posted a video to Instagram depicting sexual activity with a dog. Authorities then found several photos and videos of Gaminski with the abused animal. According to a statement from police, she admitted to creating and sharing the video with another social media user who requested it and paid $500 and that she had been involved in sexual activity with another dog and the videos of both incidents were still stored on her cell phone. Gaminski was released on a $10,000 bond and according to court documents is due to appear in court for an arraignment hearing on April 22nd.
You know, as Greg Stalker would say...
Not everything needs to be on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough that you did the app. Right.
Instagram.
No Instagram. Yeah, this is where I draw the line. I don't care about Baby the Deer. I've said that many times. But I do care about a dog being forced to do that with a lady. Or a man, for that matter.
What is wrong with people?
What if the dog initiated? Change things for you?
Do us a favor. Shoot DeSantis a message and say, wipe this lady off the face of the earth.
Got it.
Amen.
There you go.
If she's found guilty, like, she deserves life in prison.
Yeah.
Life in prison.
Yeah.
Hideous human.
She's lucky Ashley Moody is now a senator and no longer the AG in Florida.
Yeah.
I think Moody would tear her up. All right, Dom is coming up next. Dom, what do we have lined up real quick?
Yeah. Pat Boone a little bit later, among other things.
Okay. Pat Boone.
Pat Boone. Well, you won't believe the story of why Dan wanted to invite Mr. Boone on.
Yeah. Did you ever hear Pat Boone do Crazy Train by Ozzy?
No.
Oh, you have to hear
heavy
it.
Heavy metal. We have some of his heavy metal record.
Love it.
Yeah, all right. Very good.
Anna's going to be with us next week in studio.
Woo! That's right.
She's coming to Philly.
I've got
coming to Philly.
You're going to be in studio all week, correct?
Yes.
All right, so I will see you Monday morning after I pick up Harry Mays, because for some reason I have to pick him up to bring him here to studio. So it'll be the three of us sitting right here on Monday morning. You have a great weekend and safe travels, okay?
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it, guys.
You got it.
Thank you.
Anna Hummel will join us. Dom is up next. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend. Dom is next, and we will see you Monday morning.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.